fishing. From 1888, when the old jetty was completed, fishermen in small boats commenced commercial fishing in Byron Bay, initially for local sales, then later for export to the Australian market. During the mullet runs, spotters on Cape Byron would relay the location of the migrating fish to the waiting fishermen, who ran their nets around these huge schools, catching tons of fish in a single haul. The fishermen dragged their bulging nets up onto the beach, often allowing locals to help themselves, before selling the remainder to the processing plant. From the early 1920s, their catch was processed at the first commercial fish processing plant in Fletcher Street, which sold fresh, iced, canned and smoked fish. After World War II, newly identified prawning areas, reef fishing spots and schooling sites provided a greater variety, with brim, tailor, snapper, perch and jewfish all caught on hand lines. A longer season, larger catches and improved economics. This catch was processed at the new Byron Bay Fishermen's Cooperative Depot at Lawson Street. When the new jetty was completed in 1924, the fishing boats used it as a base. Their boats were hauled onto it for service and protection in severe storms. Prior to the cyclone in 1954, the fishing fleet was hauled onto the jetty out of harm's way, but in the major storm destroyed much of the jetty, 23 of the 32 fishing boats were lost. The jetty was never repaired, and without this shelter, most of the fishing fleet relocated to Brunswick River, but their catches were transported to and processed at the Byron Bay until 1964. The last commercial fishing boat left Byron Bay in 1966. Recreational and sports fishing from beach, jetty, boat has been an important part of the local fishing history. Many large sharks were caught from the jetty and the beach. Keen amateurs have launched their boats from the ramps at the pass for nearly 100 years, releasing and retrieving their boats through the surf.